How do you make space for lattes, wardrobe upgrades, and hair blowouts without derailing your financial security, savings, and future goals? If you're asking yourself this question, you're in the right place. Hey, I'm Sophia, a Vancouver-based podcaster and the founder of In Her Wallet, a financial education and guidance company on a mission to enable women to take lasting control of their finances by leveraging the insights of behavioral psychology. And this podcast is your guide to financial success, equipping you to live your best life without sacrificing your financial future. And today I'll be diving into a topic that sparks a lot of debate amongst car buyers. Should you finance or lease your car? Choosing between these options is more than just a financial decision. It's a controversial topic with strong opinions on both sides. Some argue that buying a car outright or financing is the best approach. It gives you full ownership, and despite the higher upfront costs, it tends to be cheaper in the long run. On the flip side, others advocate for leasing, pointing out the appealingly lower monthly payments and the luxury of driving a brand new car every few years. So, in preparation for today's episode, I've done a thorough analysis and crunched the numbers, and let me tell you, the results were quite interesting. In this episode, I'll walk you through the three main ways of acquiring a car, break down what each method entails, analyze which one is the most cost-effective, and discuss the psychological factors that influence each choice. So, whether you're eyeing that shiny new car or looking for a cost-effective way to handle your daily commute, stick with me as we unpack the layers of leasing versus financing and help you figure out which option aligns best with your lifestyle and financial goals. Let's dive in. I'd like to start with going over the three main ways of becoming a car owner: buying outright, financing, and leasing. Each option has its unique set of benefits and drawbacks, and understanding these can help you make a decision that suits your financial situation and lifestyle preferences. Let's start with buying outright. Buying a car outright means paying the full price of the vehicle upfront without a loan or any other financing. This is often done using savings. When you buy outright, you own the car completely from the moment the transaction is completed. There are no monthly payments, no interest charges, and no worries about exceeding mileage limits. This option is great for those who have the available funds and want to avoid paying extra in interest or dealing with the complexities of loans. While buying a car outright has its clear advantages, it's crucial to consider the financial implications of using a significant portion of your savings all at once. Before deciding to purchase a car outright, it's important to consider whether alternative financing options could offer a better use of that cash. Sometimes using financing might allow you to keep more of your cash free for other investments, which could potentially grow and offset the cost of the car's interest payments. Next, let's talk about financing. When you finance a car, you take out a loan to cover the cost of the vehicle. You make a down payment first, then pay off the remainder of the car's price plus interest over time through monthly payments, just like you would with a mortgage. The car is yours once you've paid off the loan in full. Financing is a popular choice for those who can't pay the full price upfront but want to own their vehicle outright eventually. It allows for more flexibility in cash flow management but does mean paying extra in interest over time. Finally, there's leasing. Leasing a car is like renting it for a longer term, usually 2 to 4 years. You pay a monthly fee to use the car, but don't own it. At the end of the lease term, you have the option to buy the car, return it, and walk away, or trade it in for a new lease. This option is particularly appealing if you enjoy driving a new model every few years and appreciate lower monthly payments. However, you need to consider potential additional costs like mileage overage fees and wear and tear charges. Each of these options, buying outright, financing, and leasing, offers different advantages depending on your personal financial situation, how long you plan to keep the car, and your monthly budget preferences. Now, let's take a closer look at the advantages and drawbacks of each method and what you need to consider before making your choice. But before we do that, actually, I want to go over four key terms you'll encounter that can significantly impact your decision-making process. That financial jargon that often makes us a little bit intimidated in the whole process. I want to help you better understand these terms as you navigate contracts and agreements to make the most informed choice. I want to start with the obvious, the down payment. It's the initial upfront portion of the total purchase price that you pay when financing a car. It's essentially your first investment in your new car. In financing, a larger down payment can reduce your loan amount, leading to lower monthly payments and possibly a lower interest rate. In leasing, a larger down payment might lower your monthly lease payments but won't contribute to any equity since you don't own the car. Second term I want to explain is residual value, which is mainly used in car leasing. It refers to the estimated value of the car at the end of the lease term. This value is important because it affects your monthly lease payments. The higher the residual value, the lower your monthly payments, since you're essentially paying for the depreciation of the car during the lease term. Residual value is also the price you would pay if you decide to buy the car at the end of the lease. Next term is APR, which stands for annual percentage rate. This is a critical factor when financing a car, aka taking out a loan to buy a car. APR represents the actual yearly cost that you will need to pay over the term of the loan, including any fees or additional costs associated with the transaction. It's expressed as a percentage that reflects the actual annual cost. Let me show you an example. Imagine you're looking to finance a car with a price tag of $25,000. Let's stick with that number for the simplicity of it throughout our episode. So for a $25,000 car, your down payment is $5,000. Let's say that's how much you've saved, and you finance the remaining $20,000. Imagine you are offered an annual percentage rate of 5% on a 5-year or 60-month loan. Here's how the 5% APR affects your monthly payments. So the principal amount you're borrowing is $20,000. At a 5% APR calculated monthly, this would add up to an interest cost of about $2,645 over the 5 years, which brings your total repayment amount to $22,645. Dividing this total by 60 months, your monthly payment would be approximately $377. With a lower APR, say 3% instead of 5%, your total interest drops to $1,573, making your monthly payment around $359, so about $20 less. This example shows how even a small difference in APR can significantly affect your monthly payments and the total cost of the loan. I want to mention here that you should not neglect negotiating the best APR possible, as lower rates can save you hundreds, if not thousands, of dollars over the life of your loan. And final, fourth definition, which most of you are familiar with, hopefully, is credit score. While not a direct cost, your credit score is crucial when financing or leasing a car. It influences the terms and conditions on your loan or lease, including the APR offered to you. A higher credit score can help secure better financing terms and lower interest rates, reducing the overall cost of acquiring a car. That's why oftentimes we start our one-on-one money coaching offered by InHerWallet with determining what your current credit score is and if there is a potential to improve it if you're planning for large expenses or purchases in the next few years. Okay, so we're done with the four main terms that I wanted to go over before we jump into the nitty-gritty of actually comparing buying, financing, or leasing a car. I think it's not just about the sticker price or the monthly payment. Understanding the full context of your agreement can save you money and avoid unexpected expenses down the road. So I hope this section was helpful. Now that we understand the basics and some key terms, let's explore the advantages and drawbacks of each car purchasing method. Starting with buying a car outright. The obvious benefit is the immediate full ownership of the car, which you have complete control of and can use it without any restrictions from lenders or leasing companies. There are no monthly financial obligations, freeing up cash for other investments or expenses. While the upfront cost is higher, owning a car outright typically results in lower overall costs since you're not paying interest or fees over time. Additionally, you can potentially sell your car whenever a good opportunity arises. For example, after the COVID-19 pandemic, we saw a dramatic increase in used car prices. Those who owned their cars outright were in a prime position to take advantage of this unusual market condition by selling their car for a premium. Although I don't think such market fluctuations are predictable and may not be a consistent factor, the flexibility to capitalize on them when they do occur is a valuable benefit of full ownership that you should keep in mind. So when talking about disadvantages of buying the car outright, I mean, it's pretty cool if you have enough cash to buy it like that, let's be honest. With a 12% sales tax, the total outright price on a car that we're using for this example of $25,000 would total up to about $28,000 after tax. But is it the best use of your money? Let's say you have the $25,000 needed to buy a car outright. While paying in full avoids any interest charges and long-term debt, that money, if invested or saved, could potentially earn interest. For example, if you instead choose to finance the car and invest some of that $25,000 in a mutual fund or other investment that earns an average annual return of 7%, you could generate additional income. Obviously, it all comes down to crunching the numbers to understand which option is better, which I have done for you. Let's look at this scenario. If you were to invest $15,000, the amount you would have used for down payment if financing, at a 7% annual return over 5 years, this could grow to approximately $21,000. Meanwhile, if you finance the car at 5% annual percentage rate with a $10,000 down payment, your monthly payments would be manageable and the total cost in interest over 5 years would be about $2,645 on a $15,000 loan. In this scenario, using financing might allow you to keep more of your cash free for other investments, which could potentially grow and offset the cost of the car's interest payments. This approach leverages your financial resources more efficiently and keeps your cash flow more flexible. So when considering buying a car outright, it's important to evaluate the opportunity cost of locking a large sum of money into a depreciating asset like a car. Compare this with the potential gains from alternative investments, like into the stock market, or even the financial flexibility that comes with financing. This will ensure you're making the most informed decision that aligns with your overall financial goals. Moving on, let's now talk about the pros and cons of financing. Financing a vehicle is a popular choice for many, as it sits between buying outright and leasing. When you finance, you make a down payment and get a loan to finance the rest of the purchase, eventually gaining full ownership of the car. But is it the most cost-effective option? Let's see, especially considering a sales tax of 12% in our province. So I found out that the average interest rate in BC for a car loan is 6.4% for a loan term of 36 months, which we'll use for our calculation. Your monthly payment would be approximately $703. It could be quite a big chunk of your monthly expenses, right? So to determine whether it's the best choice, let's see how it compares to buying outright. $703 times 36 months, which is the term of the loan, plus the $5,000 down payment, equals to approximately $30,340, including tax. If bought outright, you would have paid $28,000, So by financing, you're paying about $2,340 more over the life of the loan. So even though financing provides the benefit of spreading out payments, the interest charges and initial down payment can make it more expensive overall compared to buying the car outright. But an important consideration when discussing the pros and cons of financing a car is the potential to sell your vehicle after you've paid off the loan. Although financing might initially seem more expensive due to interest charges and the down payment, the story doesn't end here. Once you've completed all your loan payments, you fully own the car and have the option to sell it. Depending on the make, model, condition of the vehicle, and market conditions, the amount you can sell your car for could significantly offset the total cost of financing. In some cases, it might even lead to a breaking even or making some money back. Let's consider the same car priced at $25,000. Suppose after 3 years of making payments, you've paid a total of $30,340, including your down payment. If at this point the market value of your car is still robust, say around $15,000, selling it could recover a substantial portion of the costs you incurred over those 3 years. This makes the effective cost of owning and using the car for those 3 years significantly less than the total amount paid towards the loan. It essentially brings the cost of financing closer to, or in some scenarios, even less than the cost of buying outright, especially when considering the benefits of liquidity and credit improvement over the loan period. Therefore, when financing, it's crucial to think about the resale value and to choose a car known for retaining its value well. Keeping the car in a good condition and making sure that the maintenance schedule is timely can also help you ensure you get the best possible resale price, maximizing your potential to recoup a significant portion of your investment. Finally, let's explore the option of leasing a vehicle, a popular choice for many due to its unique benefits and considerations. As mentioned before, leasing a car involves making monthly payments to use the vehicle for a predetermined term. At the end of the lease, you have the option to buy the car at a residual value, return it, or lease another vehicle. The monthly payments are generally lower than financing payments because you're paying for the car's depreciation during the lease term, not the total purchase price. So let's calculate using our example of a $25,000 car. For simplicity, we'll calculate a lease under the lease duration of 36 months, residual value at 55% of the original price, and the interest rate equivalent to 6.4% APR and sales tax of 12%. The way the leasing payments are calculated is they need to cover the depreciation of the car and the interest of the remaining value. Depreciation cost is the part of the car's value that you use up during your lease. If the car's price is $25,000 and the expected residual value after 3 years is 55%, the depreciation cost is $11,250. Then the interest rate is calculated on the average of the initial price and the residual value, multiplied by the interest rate, which in our case comes to about $1,200 annually, or $3,600 over 3 years. This brings our total lease cost to $14,850, so depreciation plus total interest, and divided by 36 months, the monthly payment with a 12% tax is approximately $462. As you remember, the monthly payment when financing was $703, so significantly higher, almost double than leasing. The downside is that you don't own the vehicle at the end of 36 months, which generally leads to your car being more expensive in the long term if you prefer to keep a car for many years, because continual lease payments can add up and exceed the cost of owning a similar car. So if you enjoy driving a newer car, looking for least expensive monthly payment today, and don't want to commit to anything long term, leasing might be the best option for you. It can also be financially advantageous for those who use a car for business, as lease payments can sometimes be deducted as a business expense. Now, let's compare the scenario where you finance a car and plan to sell it after the loan matures to leasing the same vehicle. We calculated earlier that with financing, under certain conditions, your total monthly equivalent cost could be approximately $426, assuming you sell the car for 55% of its original value, which would be $13,750. And this makes the monthly cost of financing potentially cheaper than the monthly lease payment of around $462 when including sales tax. This is what I meant when I said that the results of my calculations were a bit surprising. So at the end of the day, I think there are four important considerations you need to make when deciding on which route to go. First is the market value risks. When you finance, you're banking on the car retaining a high enough residual value at the end of the term, allowing you to sell it at, let's say, 55% of its original price. However, the resale value is not guaranteed. Market trends, new model releases, changes in consumer preferences, and the car's conditions can all significantly affect its market value. Second is the flexibility and convenience. Leasing provides a level of flexibility and convenience that financing does not. At the end of lease, you simply return the vehicle and can choose to lease or purchase another without the hassle of selling a used car. For those who value convenience and the latest car models, leasing might be still the most appealing option, despite potentially higher costs. Third important consideration when comparing leasing to financing are the continuous payments. With leasing, you face continuous costs and never stop paying for a vehicle. In contrast, after financing and selling the car, you could potentially use the proceeds as a significant down payment on your next vehicle, or choose a different financial path entirely. And fourth and final consideration is the equity builder component that often gets overlooked. Financing a vehicle allows you to build equity, which can be converted into cash if you sell the car. This is a form of saving and investment, though in a depreciating asset. With leasing, no equity is built and payments do not contribute towards any ownership whatsoever. So, to conclude, I really want to say that choosing between buying outright, financing, and leasing often comes down to personal preferences regarding risk, flexibility, financial planning, and lifestyle needs. If you're comfortable with the risk of market value changes and prefer to potentially reduce your overall costs by selling the vehicle later, financing could be more cost-effective. However, if you prioritize minimal hassle, fixed costs, and regularly upgrading your car without the responsibility of selling it, leasing might be the better option. Reality is, not everyone has enough cash to buy a car outright, but if that's your case, it's ideal if you strive for financial freedom and stability. Ultimately, as you consider these options, think about what best fits with your budget, how long you plan to keep your car for, and how much financial flexibility you need. Also, consider the psychological comfort that comes with each option. Some might prefer the peace of mind that comes with owning a car outright or financing it, while others might find value in flexibility and lower upfront costs of leasing. All in all, I think there is no one-size-fits-all answer. Your decision will depend on a careful evaluation of your financial health, future plans, and personal preferences. If that's something you need help with, remember that In Her Wallet offers one-on-one money coaching sessions where we can tackle obstacles you've been facing on your financial journey so that you can achieve your goals and have clarity and peace of mind when it comes to your finances. Thank you for tuning into In Her Wallet. If today's episode inspired you or gave you a new perspective, it would mean so much to me if you followed us on your podcasting platform of choice, shared this episode with your friends, and left a 5-star rating and review. I want this episode to serve as a reminder that you're not alone in your financial journey. This podcast is your guide to financial success, equipping you to live your best life without sacrificing your financial future. It was Sophia with you this Wednesday, and I will see you next week.